Welcome to the Vitality Radio Podcast, your source for the truth about health, wellness, and real alternatives to drugs, surgeries, and the status quo of healthcare. Here, you'll find information that empowers you to take control of your health. But it's not just about health and wellness. It's about the politics of healthcare and protecting your health freedom. Now, here's your host, Jared St. Clair.
Welcome to Vitality Radio, the podcast where we help you master natural supplements, enhance your emotional vitality, and thrive without pharma drugs. I'm your host. My name is Jared St. Clair, and today I've got a couple of things for you. I've got a rant. We're going to do the vital rant. We're going to talk about something called polypharmacy. You might be able to figure that out from the name, or maybe you've already heard of this term, but we're going to talk about what it is, why it's a concern, especially in the elderly here in America and beyond. And I think you're going to really, well, hopefully you'll have your eyes opened a little bit to this because it's a big issue in my opinion, and I'm going to read through a study, and then I'm going to give you my opinion on it. We're also going to talk to Shane and Liz Watt. That's Dr. Shane Watt and his wife, Liz. They are fantastic people, friends of mine who put on the Be Healthy Utah show every April. And I've got them on. We're going to talk about who's going to be speaking there. We're going to give you an opportunity to get 40% off of your tickets if you come in person here in Utah, or if you'd like to just get all of the talks online to listen to at your own leisure, including mine, where I'll be speaking with my wife, Jen, talking about her story and how she overcame addiction and pharmaceutical, what she felt like was going to be a lifetime of psychotropic pharmaceutical drugs like SSRIs, mood stabilizers, things like that, how she overcame bipolar and so much more. We're going to discuss that, how it relates to the Vital Five, how it relates to gut health, how it relates to your mindset, and so many other things at the Be Healthy Utah show. I'm so excited to be speaking with her and sharing this information with you. So that's what we're doing on today's episode. And if we have time, we'll jump into a homeopathic minute. If we do not, I'll put it on the next episode. These shows have been very full lately. Okay, without further ado, I'm going to jump right in to the vital rant.
Messages about health, let Jared be your guide through the smoke screens of corporate greed, media bias, government ineptitude, and propaganda. When you see what is really happening, you'll be ranting too. It's time to expose the hidden agendas. It's time for the truth. It's time for the vital rant.
Okay, polypharmacy, or the use of multiple medications, is a concerning issue among elderly individuals, especially in nursing homes. In a study that aimed to address the problem by introducing a geriatric palliative approach to optimizing drug therapy and reducing medication intake in nursing departments. Now, I don't know who's funding this study, because it seems like something that pharma would not be too excited about, but somebody put some money in on this. It is up there on PubMed, and this is what it looked like. They conducted a study involving 119 disabled patients in 6 geriatric nursing departments, comparing them with 71 patients of similar age, gender, and comorbidities in the same wards. Over a 12-month period, they assessed the impact of discontinuing medications on mortality rates, referrals to acute care facilities, and costs. This is what they found out: that a total of 332 different drugs were discontinued in 119 patients, with an average of 2.8 drugs per patient that were taken away. and this was not associated with significant adverse effects. In fact, the rate of drug discontinuation failure was relatively low, affecting only 18% of all patients and 10% of all drugs. So to put that in a little bit more layman's terms, they took away on average of 2.8 drugs, almost three drugs per patient, and only about 18% of patients noticed any decrease in health result or adverse effects from removing the drugs. 82% did not see any impact in removing the drugs from their life. Importantly, this is the most important aspect of this entire thing here. The mortality rate after 1 year was significantly lower in the study group, 21% lower to be exact, compared to the control group, which was 41%. I got the numbers wrong there. The mortality rate after 1 year was significantly lower in the study group. They had a 21% mortality rate versus the control group where no drugs were removed, which was 45% mortality rate, over double. Similarly, the annual referral rate to acute care facilities, was substantially lower in the study group, 11.8%. versus the control group, 30%. So they had almost a third, or just a little over a third, as many acute care facility referrals. In other words, these people having significant health issues. So half as many people died. About a third as many people had significant health issues when they took away 2.8 drugs per patient, not adding drugs to their regimen. In conclusion, implementing the geriatric palliative methodology in disabled elderly individuals allowed for the simultaneous discontinuation of multiple medications, resulting in several benefits, including reduced mortality rates and referrals to acute care facilities, which means lower costs and improved quality of life. Okay, so let's talk about this a little bit. Because if you've ever had someone, or maybe you are someone who's, let's say in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and you have been prescribed a drug for, well, let's just go through the list, okay? So here's the most commonly prescribed long-term drugs: statins for cholesterol, antihypertensives for blood pressure, PPIs, proton pump inhibitors for acid reflux or GERD, antidepressants like SSRIs, anti-diabetic medications like metformin or insulin, thyroid medications such as levothyroxine, antiplatelet agents. These are going to be balance blood thickness or viscosity, basically blood thinners, okay? Bisphosphonates, which are drugs that are used to theoretically increase bone density and reduce the risk of fractures, which, well, those drugs don't really work that well if you read up on that. And bronchodilators or inhaled corticosteroids for things like asthma, COPD, and things like that. So let's just say, for instance, let's just walk through this, okay? Because a lot of people are on a statin from their primary care doctor. They may have been given an antidepressant from their psychologist or psychiatrist. Maybe they were given blood pressure medicine from their cardiologist. Okay, I'm just kind of bouncing around here trying to figure out how this might look. And then maybe they're also on their thyroid medication from their primary, or a bisphosphonate for their primary care, and so on. Well, one of the big issues with this is that oftentimes there's a few ways that I've seen this play out in patients, customers of mine that are patients of these doctors that are on these drugs. Okay, they oftentimes are on multiple drugs from multiple different doctors. Now, that is at least kind of understandable, but it's not okay that maybe Dr. A doesn't know what Dr. B is doing, okay? So, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing, so to speak, in this care. And maybe Dr. C comes in and does something, not knowing that what they're recommending is going to be in direct conflict with what Dr. A recommended. Polypharmacy, which of course is this concurrent use of multiple different medications, can be a real issue, especially in the case of different doctors. But we also know that the average doctor spends something like 7 to 8 minutes with a patient on a visit. They have their chart, they breeze through it quickly, and maybe they might miss a drug or two or forget that they put somebody on a PPI 6 years ago or 16 years ago. And that is problematic in and of itself. If it's a single drug like that, because the FDA says you should not use PPIs long-term, not past 12 weeks consecutively. And I just talked to a gentleman who's been on one for 25 years who came into Vitality just last Saturday. So we know that we already have an issue with just single doctors either over-prescribing or keeping patients on these drugs longer term than they should. But what if we also get additional doctors in? Well, why would mortality rates drop to 21% from 45% when we reduce these quote-unquote life-saving drugs? Why would that be? Well, maybe it's because none of these drugs have been tested against each other to determine what types of side effects may be occurring due to one drug acting in a certain way and another drug acting in another way, and those creating interactions or conflicts, adverse effects, or even reduced efficacy of the drug to begin with. Also, in some cases, patients have experienced what's called duplicate therapy, where they may inadvertently receive multiple medications that serve the same purpose, leading to unnecessary duplication of therapy. This not only increases the risk of adverse effects, but also adds, of course, to the healthcare costs. And that's one doctor giving a drug for, you know, whatever it is, and a different doctor recommending a drug for that same thing. Maybe not the same drug, but a similar drug, right? This increases the risk of adverse effects. It increases the risk of so many different things because we simply don't know how these drugs behave in the body together. It is often assumed that they are safe to be used together. In fact, it's almost laughable how many times I'll have a client at Vitality Nutrition say to me, "Hey, Jared, I'm on this drug. Can I take this herb?" And then, of course, I have to say, "Well, you need to check with your doctor or your pharmacist." I typically recommend a pharmacist because, near as I can tell, pharmacists simply know more about drugs than doctors do in almost every case. They're certainly trained more on it. In fact, it's disturbing how little doctors are trained on how drugs actually behave inside the human body, but that's another rant for another day. But they'll say, "Hey, you know, can I use this herb with this drug?" And the answer is really simply this: I don't know if you can safely, because we've never tested that herb against that drug or that drug against that herb. But they'll tell me that their doctor said or their pharmacist said, "No, you can't use that herb with that drug. It could be dangerous." But then I rarely ever hear them say the same thing about two or three or four pharmaceuticals. And so it seems like a little bit of a double standard. I don't want people to be on an herb that might interact with their drug ever. I don't want that. And doctors should certainly be paying attention to that with pharmaceuticals as well. And yet, it seems that they really are not to a large degree. It's something like 7 drugs on average in the elderly in America, prescription drugs, long-term, are being used. And in this particular study, they took out 3 of them, and they reduced the mortality rate by more than 50% and reduced the acute care facility referrals by over 60%, okay? So the question is simply this: are we on too many drugs? You may have heard me introduce the show, and that show was, or that introduction that I'm using is, "Welcome to Vitality Radio, the podcast where we help you master natural supplements, enhance emotional vitality, and thrive without pharma drugs." My goal here, as not your doctor, is to help you as much as possible to find natural remedies so you can avoid pharmaceutical treatments for this very reason, among so many others. Now, let's go back to that list just really quickly because I've got just another minute here. Statins, there are excellent, effective, natural remedies that are options that you can look at before you resort to a statin. Also, if you listen to my episode on statins and cholesterol, you'll recognize that, at least in my opinion, and again, I'm not your doctor and this is not medical advice, statins are almost always a bad idea, in my opinion. High blood pressure. I just did a show on blood pressure a couple of weeks ago. There are ways to handle blood pressure in a very natural and effective way with far fewer side effects than the potential pharmaceutical options. PPIs. You've heard me rant about PPIs before if you've been listening to the show for very long. You know I have a protocol, or if you don't know, I got a show on that too, and we'll link to that one. We'll link to a bunch of shows in these show descriptions to go through this. There are ways to not use PPIs, and even the FDA says you shouldn't use them for more than 16 weeks, yet doctors leave people on them for decades. Antidepressants. If you go back and listen to Jen's story, my sweet wife, the very story we'll be telling at BHU, the Be Healthy Utah Conference, here in just a couple of weeks, you'll know that there is life after antidepressants if you take care of the underlying problems that are creating the depression in the first place. You may know about things like berberine as an alternative to something like metformin, where in the clinical trials it performed equally well to metformin and can even be safely used with metformin in many cases, according to the studies. And the metformin dose can oftentimes be lowered, if not eliminated, with the use of berberine. Of course, chromium, alpha-lipoic acid, and some other fantastic natural things can help with that. You may have heard my discussion with Dr. Todd Cameron about thyroid medications and the overuse of something called levothyroxine, which is synthetic T4. That really doesn't make sense. It gets your blood markers down, but it doesn't necessarily make your thyroid work better. If you didn't listen to that show and you're concerned about thyroid, I'd highly recommend that. We'll link to that as well. You may have heard my show that I just recently did on nattokinase as an antiplatelet alternative, we'll say, to antiplatelet agents, something that I think is incredibly underappreciated in the natural world. Nattokinase is a superstar. And then bisphosphonates, my gosh, I did a rant on this years ago. I may have to rekindle that, bring it back out and do a fresh one and talk about the most recent stuff on bisphosphonates. But if you're looking at that as a bone health option, look deeper. Look at the side effects, look at the long-term problems with bisphosphonate drugs, and frankly, look at the outcomes. It's not that impressive. There are ways to deal with osteopenia, osteoporosis that are natural, giving the body and the bones what they need to rebuild and strengthen. And I have a show on that as well. And of course, bronchodilators and inhaled corticosteroids. In many cases, there are options that are so much less potentially damaging for something like chronic asthma, the first one being major diet changes in many cases that can help with that. And so those are just the top long-term use drugs that oftentimes end up getting stacked on top of each other in the term known as polypharmacy, where we are taking multiple different drugs for multiple different things every single day and wondering, is any of this stuff really doing what it's supposed to? And if it is, what level of side effects am I going to get from having all of these drugs? And if this one study, and it's not a big study, right? There's only a couple hundred people total in this study. But in that study, the reduction of death, the reduction of referral for acute ailments is dramatic. 50%, 60% reductions by removing 2.8 drugs per patient on average. That tells you something about pharmacy, doesn't it? Okay, now I would like to shift into interview mode and get my friends Shane and Liz Watt of Be Healthy Utah back on Vitality Radio for, I believe, the fourth time now. Shane and Liz Watt are the founders of this little thing. It was little when I did it the first time back in, I don't know, what was the first year?
2019.
2019, okay. There were 400 people there, and this year we project about 5,000, is that right?
Yeah. We're hoping, hopefully more. Hopefully with your listeners all wanting to come, we'll have even more.
It's a fantastic, and I'll tell you, the energy at Be Healthy Utah, that's what we're talking about. I don't think I mentioned that. The energy at Be Healthy Utah every year is just palpable. It is an incredible event. I'm super biased because I get to speak at it every year, and I love speaking at it every year, but I also love when I can sneak away from my booth to listen to some of the other great speakers, and also just the energy of all of the people gathered together in the name of better health, better well-being, both on the physical side, which of course we focus so much on with everything from supplements and diet and things like that, but also I love that you also include a lot of mental, emotional health options in there. One of my dear friends, Lamont Wilcox, will be there again with his amazing daughter, Mikkel, talking about their FLY program, which I am a graduate of myself and absolutely love. We have Carlin Call is going to be there, one of my, new friends, thanks to you guys, introducing her to me at Be Healthy Utah 3 years ago. Carlin and I have since become dear friends, and I got to spend half an hour with her at the trade show floor just last week in Anaheim, talking about, you know, what we'd both seen at the trade show and what was interesting as far as in the world of health. So this event is just great. Some of the best people in and outside of the state of Utah, because this year you've been bringing in a few, we'll say, foreigners. Mostly it's been Utahns up to this point. But mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the new blood that's coming in from out of state.
Well, that's kind of, I mean, the whole goal, it's just to kind of clarify, it's the Be Healthy Utah Natural Health and Wellness Conference. You cannot be a vendor or speaker unless it's on natural health and wellness. A natural healthcare product and or service. And we've already turned probably 40, probably about 20 booths away that we just wanted to have a booth, but we said, no, you can't. And that's how strict we are. It's not just to get to sell a booth. We're doing this because we want people to be able to come and learn how to get and stay well naturally and have so many different options to be able to look at. I mean, going up and down the aisles, it is just insane, all the different things. I mean, sometimes I'm literally looking up when they ask to be a vendor, what they do and what their product is, because I've never even heard of it. And this is my world, and I'm learning more stuff as well. It's really cool.
Well, you know, it's funny, Shane, because before we hit record on this episode, you mentioned a few people, Liz mentioned a couple of people that are, I guess, pretty well known in the industry mm-hmm. that I'd never heard of. And like you said, this is our world, right? This is where we spend our time. But there's a lot of really great names out there that are still yet to be discovered by many of the people listening to this show, many of the people attending your conference. And so I'm really intrigued by some of the new names that are coming this year that I've never met before. I fully intend to introduce myself and see if they're a good fit for Vitality Radio as well, because you've definitely unearthed some great people.
Just a couple are...
There's Sherry Kalbaum. She is the juice lady. And if she teaches every...
She has like 30 books that she's done. I mean, pretty crazy.
And she talks about how you can heal through juices and... all about natural health.
And she was she's out of Arizona, but she was referred to us because of a previous vendor from last year, Healing Strong. And they'll be there this year as well.
But Liana Warner Gray, she is from New York, but she's actually from Australia.
Grew up in the middle of Australia, in the middle of nowhere, like seriously days travel to anywhere else, among the Aboriginals.
And so she had cancer. She's going to be talking about how, you know, how she helped herself and cured herself with cancer. And I know cured
via
is kind
of the Aboriginal thought process, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really
very
crazy.
Cool.
We just have a lot of different people on all different types of topics. We also have, you know, the founders of mixers. Sometimes we see that as we're going down I-15. The billboards for mixers, well, we have Cody Sanders and also Jess Toulson, who are the founders of that. They're both going to be having their own spots on speaking. And so they're really educational and also doing kind of what we're doing, trying to change the world.
Well, it's funny because, you know, there's clearly I have a little bit more of an inside perspective than, you know, people listening right now, because you know, Shane approached me over the phone back in 2019 saying,
it was probably
hey,
2018, actually.
It might have been. I probably was 2018.
When we asked you.
Yeah. And then you said, hey, we're putting together this conference. And I, you know, I didn't know who you were. You kind of knew who I was.
Only because I listened to your show on Saturday mornings.
Yeah. Right. And I thought, man, it sounds really great. Sounds really ambitious. Because I've tried to get a few butts in seats, for lack of a better term, even just at Vitality for little seminars that we've done, and gathering 30 or 40 people is a challenge in many cases. People have busy lives. There's a lot of stuff going on. Yep. They have to decide, okay, where do I put my priorities in terms of my time? Because time is finite. There's only so much of it any of us get to spare. But you know, you went from what was a viable little conference the first year. You know, 400 people is not nothing.
Right, but it wasn't. Know. I mean, we were hoping to have. I mean, we were. Let's
be
honest.
We were hoping to have 1,500
people, and
yeah,
we had no idea. We had given away tons of tickets. We had no idea how many people were going to show up. But we ended up with about 400 people and about 40 vendors. But you know what? This thing, that's the cool thing about it, is our numbers weren't even close to what we were hoping for, but almost without a fault, the vendors all came up and said, we know that this isn't what you were hoping for, but you need to keep doing this because there's something to it.
Yeah.
And because of that, look at what we have been able to grow it into. And it's because of people that are like you, but also the people that are just searching. They don't know where to go. And all of a sudden they become an awake within, you know, the struggles that our country has had to go through and the world has had to go through with our health problems and conditions and circumstances that we didn't see coming. But that has actually helped people realize the importance of their health. And so
being in charge of their health, not just listening to someone or an entity or something, but say, you know what, that may not be right. Because we were told, I mean, not to get into it, but we were told lots of things that weren't true. For a couple of years there, right? When our conference was canceled because of all the untruths that were out there, right? And so now people have kind of like, you know what? Huh, there's something to this other stuff. You know, we were both in the natural world, but now there's more people coming on board. And I think there's just so many more opportunities out there. And so many, if you want to say mainstream, there's so many more in the medical model that are now going into the functional side of things and doing things in more natural or more open to it, if you want to say.
And this is a perfect place to be able to come find.
Yeah.
Find these doctors, find the products.
Find experts, find services. It's just crazy all the different kinds of vendors that we have.
Well, you know, it's funny. You guys are at the Mountain America Expo Center, which is, you know, I think it's the biggest exposition center in Utah, as far as I know, anyway.
For that type of event, yeah. Salt Palace is bigger, but it's more for conventions and things of that nature.
Yeah. So this place is, you know, it's a big place, and you're not filling it up, but you're filling up the room that you've been given and having to expand outside of that room, which is amazing.
Yeah, we have one hall. Yeah, and it's going to be full.
What's funny about it is, you know, there's an RV show there one week. There's a home show out there. There's a bridal show out there. There's all these different shows and all these different, you know, genres of, you know, interest that people have. But what is kind of fascinating to me, and maybe this is where, because I know, Liz, this was your brainchild at the very, very beginning. What's fascinating to me is that somebody wasn't already doing this big, awesome natural wellness show and filling that place with 5,000 people. There wasn't that. And there was a huge void. And you guys filled the void. And again, the first year was a little bit sparse, but my gosh, you went from 400 people that year to canceled the next year because of COVID, right?
The next two years.
Yeah, that's right. And then the second year, which was actually the fourth calendar year, you know, you had, 2,200 people, then 3,300 people last year. And now it looks like you're going to hit 5,000 this year. The momentum is clear. And I think there's a real reason for that. I've talked to a bunch of people at Vitality over the last year that have asked me, hey, are you going to be at Be Healthy Utah again? I met you originally at Be Healthy Utah, or speak at Be Healthy Utah, or whatever it is. Will you be there again? And them telling me how excited they are that they get to, you know, go again, that they've already marked it on their calendar. And that is that's the energy I'm talking about. It really is powerful. So let's talk a little bit more about a couple of the people that are going to be there. I mentioned before, I don't think we talked about Dr. Cameron yet.
You just mentioned that he was going to be there. Yeah.
Yeah. So Dr. Todd Cameron, he's been on Vitality Radio at least four or five times now. Some of my most popular episodes where he's talked about hormone balance for men, for women, adrenal health, things like that. He'll be back speaking this year. If you enjoyed listening to Dr. Cameron on my show, you'll love listening to him in person. He's fantastic. Of course, Carl Lynn Call will be there speaking as well. And I know most of my listeners also listen to her podcast and follow her on Instagram. You mentioned a couple of the other people. You mentioned somebody to me I wasn't familiar with, Dan Clark. Tell me a little bit about what he's coming to talk about.
So every year we try to have at least one kind of a motivational speaker, and that's what he is. He's spoken for 30 years on motivation. I think he's a former college football player, if I remember correctly. And he's had a big following. He was one of the I don't know if he was the brainchild or one of the guys originally in the Chicken Soup for the Soul books back in the day. And but he's actually our one speaker that won't be speaking on natural health. He's the only one that we have, because we always have at least, we try to have one motivational speaker just to kind of helps you get your butt in gear and say, okay, you can do it kind of thing.
But you know, he also had a lot of, I've heard him speak many times, and he had experiences that wasn't right when he was going through the whole, when they were going through the whole world crisis stuff. I don't know how much we can say on your podcast here, but he had a lot of things that affected his family because of that. And so because of that, he now has focused more of his life into natural health. So it's not like he's coming in as just being a motivational speaker. He actually has had experience, and because of what happened during that time, he has changed his whole health around and has focused on all onto natural health.
And he had actually reached out. Liz met him at a speaker's convention, I guess what you call it, speakers something.
And he was excited to be able to come.
He was introduced to her, and he's like, "I want to speak at your conference," because, you know. So we're excited to have him. But then just with that, we have probably about a third of our speakers are different this year.
That's great,
and we do that on purpose, because we want people to be able to rotate through and to be able to. You can't have the same. Then it's the same, right? We don't want to do that. We have some people that have spoken every time, like yourself.
Yeah.
But you know, we have a guy speaking on water. I heard him speak on Carlin Calls on her podcast, and he's local here. And the funny thing is, they had reached out to get a booth just like the week before, and we'd given him a booth. And then I heard that, and I'm like, hey, you know, we'd love to have him speak. You know, we have other people speaking on different things with. We have one guy that because I'm seeing his thing, you know, he does a thing to help people with dyslexia. He's found a system that he can actually turn people's brain around with dyslexia. And within a day or two of their treatment, their dyslexia can dissolve dramatically, which is insane, which is just crazy. Because when we first said that, I'm like, no way, you know, and just crazy, pretty cool stuff. We have Lauren Smith, who is she's kind of a guru in the gluten-free world. You know, we have the founder of the B3, the body bands that wrap around your muscles to, when you work out, to help
the blood restriction.
He's the founder. We're going to have him. We have actually the guy that's speaking. He's from Love Biome, but he was one of the original founders of Noni Juice, and he's speaking. He's gone. They sold that a long time ago, but now they're doing more gut health, and that's their new product is called Love Biome. So I mean, we just got some really cool people. You know, we have someone speaking on EMP or EMFs. You know, because that's a crazy thing too. I mean, just so many. We have guys speaking on acupuncture. Mm-hmm. Someone speaking. I mean, he was a professor of acupuncture. So we got some really top notch people, and they're all on the website, the BeHealthyUtah.com website.
Yeah, and I do encourage you to check it out if you're listening. And again, whether you live in Utah or not, if you live in Utah, come. You will love the energy in the room. It is awesome. So many fun things to do and experiment and sample and interesting people to talk to. And of course, all these amazing speakers to listen to. But if you're not in Utah, you can still take advantage of the speakers. After the fact, each one of these is recorded. It's not a streaming event, so you don't have to be there for 2 days to listen to it.
Yeah, we get it out within 2 to 3 weeks after the conference, because they are so eager to be able to, when you come to the conference, people actually want to buy it even though that they're not there, because there's so many different fascinating speakers that are talking on different topics. They want to learn more.
And you can't hear them all even if you're there live, because they overlap. There's two or three speakers at a time, I think, through the entire event, right?
Yeah, so like on Saturday, we have three speakers going at a time. We have two rooms that are 45-minute speakers and one room that's 25-minute speakers. So they speak, and then 5 minutes later, someone speaks again, and 5 minutes later, someone speaks again. So it just gave us – we went to the 25-minute speaker thing because we could get more speakers in and still give a lot of good information.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a fantastic event. We do have a code for you. If you're listening to Vitality Radio, you get to use the code Vitality 40. That can be all lowercase. It doesn't really matter, but Vitality and the number 40 all together. And that gets you 40% off of either the online recordings or the 2-day live event. And the 40% off is a great deal because, frankly, the tickets aren't that expensive to begin with. So what does that end up being at the 40% off? Do you guys have that figured out?
It is like $3-4, something like
okay,
that.
Yeah. So it's like $12 a day.
Well, the crazy thing is seriously, you can go talk to how many different doctors, how many practitioners, how many different things. If you were just to have a 20-minute consult with any of those doctors, it's going to cost you over $150.
Yep.
And you can talk to them at the conference. I mean, the $37 that the regular fee is well worth what
you know, Jared, I really want to say this really quick. I know we're trying to do it on a time crunch, but I was just taking this class with somebody, and there was a whole bunch of women on there, and they found out that I was in this class. And all of a sudden, the whole class turned to talking about how this event has saved their lives. So many people out there that had came to it before last year or the year before talked about how it has changed their lives, and they were so grateful that I had the courage to be able to put something on like this.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is really what it is that, you know what, there is a place for you to find it. And when you come, your lives are going to change.
Yep.
Because no matter what your problem is, there's somebody there that is either knows about it, can possibly help it, or multiple people, just because of how vast and how open it is, you know?
Yeah, there's definitely something to be gained by anybody that would attend. And you both being in this, you know, in this world like I am, you know that those are the words that you long to hear the most, right? That whatever you did had an impact, you know, a dramatic impact on the life and the health of somebody else. And I'm so fortunate to hear that from people. In fact, I had somebody, she works for me now, but she didn't used to work for me. She came in as a customer, and we ended up hiring her. But she just came in yesterday. And this is an example of what can happen once you start to find the right people that kind of click for you. Because as much as I would like to think that I've got, you know, all the answers anybody needs, I know that I don't. I know neither of you do. Maybe you do, but I don't think you do, which is why you gather all these other people to speak to, right? Because we all have our place in this world. But, you know, she came to me, and she had just gotten blood test results, and she's no longer diabetic. She was diagnosed with that. She was also diagnosed with a couple of other very severe issues since she started, you know, listening to Vitality Radio, coming into Vitality, and since working at Vitality. She's lost 58 pounds, and she's lost almost all of her diagnoses. She has one last thing she needs to work on that actually, frankly, isn't going to be that tough to solve. And she was crying. She was just so elated with what has changed once she got the information that she needed. And that's the That's what I hope to provide with Vitality Radio. I know it's exactly what you hope to provide with this amazing conference. And really, the difference between what you're doing and what I'm doing is I do it 1 hour at a time, and you dump it all on us in a weekend of just incredible high energy, high motivation. Hey, let's take charge of our health. And I love it. I'm so charged up when I'm done with your conference. It's so much fun. It's so exciting. I always learn stuff. And all the cool people you meet. Yeah.
And we haven't even talked about this year. We're taking it down to St. George as well. And that's going to be June 14th and 15th. So it'll be obviously a little bit smaller because it's the first time we're doing it down there. But we're hoping to have at least 1,500 people down there come, and hopefully more, because people up here might want to travel down there as well, just because there's opportunity. You know, there's people that need to hear it.
Yep. Well, and it'll be a different set of speakers down there, I'm sure. Yep. Some overlap probably, and a bunch of different people as well.
I was just talking to one lady that she's worldwide, and she speaks. She's actually a physical therapist. Which is funny because now she's totally changed, and she's a doctor of physical therapy. She totally changed into the functional stuff, doesn't do physical therapy. But she's created a Lyme program and a mold program because of what she had. And she is now worldwide with people using her program. It's crazy. And she's now living in St. George. So
that's awesome.
She's going to be one of our speakers.
Yeah. So that's June 14th and 15th at the Dixie Convention Center. Of course, all that's on the BeHealthyUtah.com website as well. We'll link to Be Healthy Utah to the website here. We'll share in the show description the Vitality 40 promo code. So if you're driving around listening to this or whatever, don't worry, don't need to write it down. It'll be in the show description as well as the link. All I can say is I highly encourage you to attend this one way or the other, whether that's virtually through listening to the speakers after the fact or in person. And if you do attend in person, please come by and talk to me at my booth for Vitality Nutrition, Vitality Radio. I'd love to introduce myself to you. Shane and Liz, I'll let you have the final word after I say once again, for the fourth year in a row, thank you for putting on this amazing event and for caring enough to put in what I know is an incredible amount of work to pull this thing off every year. I'm so grateful that, well, frankly, that I get to attend it, but I don't have to put it together. So thank
you. Well, nobody even comprehends, and we didn't comprehend, because like after that first one, it would have been really easy to shut it down and just say, you know what, we did it. We tried. Hey, you know what? It was a good experience, it's a year long thing, preparing for it, getting it ready. And then it never is out late enough. Cause all of a sudden now we're a month away and we're doing all these different things to get ready. And it is crazy. And people, when they say, why do you do this? My first answer is I just look at them blankly and say, because we're stupid. But reality, it's because we have the passion to want to help people.
Yeah.
But coming to this conference, Jared, it has changed your life.
Yeah.
Hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It has.
And it's changed many other people's lives. And I just invite everyone to look at what is most important in their life. And that is how they live their life. And because if you are not healthy, you cannot help and bless and serve other people. But when you are at your most optimum, that is when you can contribute the most that you can to society and you can live your life to the fullest.
Yep.
And so I invite you, just take a look at how you can become better so that you can help others better.
I love it. I love it very much. Well, thank you both very much. I'll continue to remind our listeners about this amazing event. And like I say, if you do choose to attend in person, I would absolutely love, if we haven't met before, I'd love to shake your hand and have a conversation with you as well. So, and of course, I'll be speaking. Do we know when I'm speaking by chance? Am I putting you on the spot, or is that not all put together yet?
It's mostly put together. If I have looked at it, It's I think the 1 o'clock
you're,
time.
We know you're speaking on Saturday.
Yeah, okay. You're speaking on Saturday.
Well, what we'll do is as soon as I do know, because we're actually recording this a couple weeks in advance of when this will air. So we'll let you know what my time is. In fact, we should know by then. We'll put it in the show description if you do want to come and see me. And otherwise, I'm going to let you go. I know you're busy. I'm busy. Let's just keep getting ready for this amazing event. I can't wait to attend and see you both in person again.
It's going to be an awesome year.
It will be indeed. And now I do have time for that homeopathic minute. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show with belladonna. Now, belladonna is another one of those homeopathic remedies. And by the way, if you're new to the homeopathic minute, you didn't hear the whole show I did on homeopathy. We'll link that in the show description as well. There will be a lot of links to past shows in the show description here. You're welcome, Jessica, my editor, for having you have to find all of those and put them in there. But there's a homeopathic episode I did with my buddy Guillaume Luis, who is just a wealth of knowledge on homeopathy. So if you didn't hear that, go back and listen to that. But I'm doing these minutes. They're not every week like I originally planned because I just haven't had time to squeeze them all in. But I'm trying to get at least two or three in a month on a regular basis here. And we're on number 7 for the year. And this one is belladonna. Now, like many homeopathic remedies, if this plant was taken in quantity, it would act as a poison. But because it is homeopathic, we are using basically just the frequency of the plant, mildly and gently stimulating the body's own response to the things that this plant can be used for. So in homeopathic pellets, belladonna is a incredible remedy. It's right up there with arnica for me in terms of the wide scope of things that it can be used for. It's incredibly safe because homeopathy basically is side effect free medicine. And it's even super easy to give to adults and children because they're little tiny white pellets that taste like sugar. Really, really easy. So let's talk about what belladonna can do for you. Belladonna is a medicine commonly used for different types of headaches, including migraines, sinus headaches, tension headaches, and headaches related to blood pressure. People who need this medicine often feel a throbbing or pulsating pain, especially on the side of their head. The pain can be intense and sudden, feeling like their head might burst. They may also feel their head is full and hot with redness in their face and eyes. Sometimes they feel nauseous or dizzy along with the headache. Belladonna is also used for vertigo. Now, I love doing these homeopathic minutes because every one so far, I've learned something new about a remedy that I never knew it could be used for before. I imagine that'll be the case as I go through all 56 of these remedies over the next year or so. Belladonna for vertigo. I did not know that. And I have had many people ask me for vertigo remedies, and we haven't had a whole lot of things that naturally can work for that. So I'll be recommending that and listening very intently for results on that. Of course, you may have heard my vertigo show where I talk about the Epley maneuver. That's the best thing I've ever seen for vertigo when it works for an individual. It doesn't always work because that's not always the cause, the crystals in the ears. But belladonna, apparently very effective. This is for people who feel like everything is spinning, often accompanied by a rush of blood in the head, pulsating in the head, dim vision sometimes, and nausea. It's particularly helpful when vertigo worsens with movement, which when I've had vertigo is exactly what happens. So very interesting there. It is also effective for relieving dry eyes, which can cause pain, itching, and redness, or even that gritty feeling like sand and burning sensations in the eyes. For ear problems, it's helpful in treating sharp shooting or piercing pains in the ears. This includes pain from infections and other inflammations of the ear. The medicine is really helpful for treating throat problems like sore throat and tonsillitis. That's actually, I did not know it could be used for tonsillitis. So this is another one that I've learned here. It's especially good for quick relief in acute cases. People who need it often have a lot of pain in their throat, which gets worse when they swallow food or even just swallow saliva. Their throat looks red, shiny, sore, swollen. Tonsils might be swollen, bright red, and inflamed. For laryngitis, it can be used. This medicine works well when someone has a hoarse, weak, or rough voice, a dry cough with occasional feelings of suffocation, or even complete loss of voice sometimes. It's also good for coughs, specifically coughs that are dry, short, rough, and happen a lot, especially with tickling sensations in the throat. The throat can feel dry, sore, and inflamed, and sometimes they feel like there's something stuck in their throat. for abdominal colic, otherwise known as stomach pain, cramping, bloating, things like that. This medicine is effective for pains that are sharp, cutting, pressing, and spreading across the abdomen. The abdomen might feel tender and burning, and the pain can start suddenly and get worse when walking, but feel better when they bend forward. It can also be used with children with belly aches, especially when they lie on their belly for relief. When it comes to urinary problems, this medicine is a all-star. It's recommended for difficulty passing urine, weak urinary flow, or only passing small amounts at a time. It also is helpful for urinary tract infections with stinging, burning pains, and frequent urination. It also can be used for bedwetters. So, Belladonna, a fantastic remedy. You're going to want to use the lower number, the 30C, for more acute things like what we talked about with the sore throat and that kind of thing. If you're having a longer term issue, with, like, for instance, the frequent urination, and it's been going on for a year or two or three, or if you get UTIs on a regular basis, or if you are having difficulty passing urine, have weak urinary flow. This happens for both men and women oftentimes with age, and belladonna can be really good for that. Then I would typically recommend the 200 CK dose for that purpose. You can use these remedies with very, very, very high confidence of no side effects or any issues with that. And of course, remember, I'm not a doctor. This is not medical advice. This is for educational purposes only. I think belladonna, an absolute superstar in the homeopathic world. Okay, I've got to go. It has been great being here with you. I'm so excited to deliver this information to you every single week, twice a week on the Vitality Radio podcast. If you have questions about anything you've heard, give us a call, 801-292-6662. That's 801-292-6662. Jump on the chat, vitalitynutrition.com. You can check the links in the show description on your podcast app for all of the shows that I mentioned. All the information for Be Healthy Utah is there. All of the discount code of Vitality40 is there. Everything you need in the show description, and anything you need that isn't in there, like I say, give us a call or jump on the chat at vitalitynutrition.com. Thank you so much for listening to me. I'm Jared St. Clair, and this has been Vitality Radio.
You've been listening to the Vitality Radio podcast. Enjoy your week. In the meantime, Jared will be feverishly searching for the latest nutrition info to educate you on and wading into mounds of propaganda to help steer you through it. Vitality Radio is researched and written by Jared St. Clair. Our awesome music is by Brian Bob Young. Support Vitality Radio by subscribing and giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or your favorite podcast source. Don't forget to follow us at Vitality Radio on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Please let us know your thoughts about this episode by using the hashtag Vitality Radio Podcast. And if you like what you hear, go tell somebody with a share, a screenshot, or an airdrop. Thank you.